Chronicle Beta Bitch Counseling 2. So, I'm sure you've been longingly awaiting the conclusion of Little Lou's humiliating tale with his sexy therapist, haven't you? If you happen to miss part one, click here. Otherwise, read on. The funny thing about this account is it's actually true, and Little Lou wasn't shitting me at all. He went on to talk about how this sexy former cheerleader and current therapist would give him assignments to write about his sexual fantasies to share with her, not once, but now 2 times a week. Little Lou was more than happy to shell out the cash money to see her and to add those experiences to his pathetic spank bank. He got a face full of her ass when she went up the stairs in front of him last therapy session. She confessed to him that her husband is a total alpha, former football player, typical type A personality. Didn't see that one coming, did ya? This only excited Little Lou even more, so naturally he wanted to confess more of his humiliating secrets. He had shared with her that he had a little problem, and when she was talking about size, she made the hand gesture of a lacking male. You know the one, palms close together, about 3 inches apart. Lou squirmed in his seat while she did that, as he also confessed that he had cuckolding fantasies about watching his girlfriend fuck another well-endowed man. I bet Lou would love to be at the foot of the bed when his sexy therapist is getting the touchdown treatment from her football player husband. Anyway, that concludes Little Lou's therapy sessions thus far. If I hear anything I find interesting, I'll keep you posted.